Hey there, welcome to The Inner Edge, where I explore insights on wealth, fulfillment, growth, and mastery, sharing lessons and reflections to help you live a life filled with purpose. My name is Shrikar Kara, and today we'll be talking about removing the mask and finding the real you. How vulnerable are you? This question can scare off a lot of people. We're trained to think that being vulnerable is a weakness. When you share yourself with others, you feel scared, like you're going to lose something. But that's the furthest thing from the truth. A mentor once taught me that the most successful people are the ones who are most vulnerable. Vulnerability doesn't mean letting people take advantage of you. That would be weakness. Vulnerability, on the other hand, is a superpower. True vulnerability allows you to grow and connect with others on a deep level. Think about it. If you're not living your dream life right now, why? It's usually because of one of two things. Number one, you don't take the action required, in which case you are your own worst enemy. Or two, you don't know how to get there, in which case vulnerability could be the key. Let's dig into the second one. Most people know their life could be better, but they get stuck in the same patterns. Why? Because they're too afraid to be vulnerable. It's hard to admit to others that parts of your life aren't ideal. But isn't it harder to keep living through those unideal moments day after day? And here's the thing, how would you know who your truest relationships are unless you're vulnerable with them? True connections are built on openness. When you let others see who you really are, you will begin to see who's genuinely meant to stay. Here's a great quote that I loved. Vulnerability is not a sign of weakness. It's a bridge to true connection. When you open up, you invite others to see you fully. And in doing so, you give them permission to be real with you too. I've been trying to approach conversations with my guard fully down. Looking back, I wish I had done this much sooner. The irony is, I was too afraid to let my guard down, especially around people who seemed competitive or dismissive. I thought staying guarded would protect me, but it only kept the right people at arm's length. When I finally started becoming more vulnerable, something shifted. I attracted mentors and friends who genuinely wanted to support me. Advice to past self: drop the guard. Openness brings abundance. People are drawn to those who aren't trying to prove they know it all. When they see you're here to grow and not to impress, they tend to offer their help. And if you hope to connect with some amazing mentors who can genuinely guide you, as well as friends, people around you, then I would say that openness and a genuine willingness to learn make all the difference, and you will find those people. Here's a story that I liked. In a quiet seaside village lived a fisherman named Ben. He didn't have much, but he was happy. Each day, Ben went out on his small boat, caught just enough for his family, and gave his extra fish to his neighbors. One day, a stranger with a big boat arrived. Watching Ben share his fish, the stranger shook his head. "You're wasting your hard work," he said. "You could sell that fish and save up a fortune. If you keep giving it away, you'll end up with nothing." Ben thought for a moment, then smiled and said, "The sea gives enough for all of us. I take what I need, and if I have more, I share." The stranger scoffed and went out to sea, filling his huge boat with fish. Soon, he stopped speaking to the villagers, keeping everything for himself. Then one night, a fierce storm struck. Boats were broken, nets were torn, and the stranger's big boat lay wrecked on the shore. His stored fish spoiled, leaving him with nothing. Ben's boat, carefully tended, was safe, and the villagers, grateful for his kindness, worked together to repair his boat even more. And soon, they were back at sea. Humbled, the stranger asked Ben, "How did you survive when I couldn't?" Ben replied softly, "In this village, we trust the sea. What I have, I share, and what others have, they share with me. When you give freely, life gives back even more." The stranger joined the villagers, and over time he found that by letting go, he received more than he had ever held on to. When you live in a state of abundance, things naturally flow to you. And the best part? Giving feels better than receiving. Here's a question to ask yourself. Where in your life can you start giving more? A few ideas to get you started. Number one, supporting a friend's goal. Number 2, surprising your parents with something they want. Number 3, mentoring someone in your circle. Number 4, bringing people together. Number 5, sending someone a gratitude message. And number 6, a small kind act for a stranger. A concept that fascinated me, the wisdom of the hive. Bees work tirelessly for their hive. They don't even take a second to rest for themselves. Yet, interestingly, they thrive more individually because of the collective effort that they put in. You see, the hive's strength lies in each bee's dedication to something larger than itself. When one bee gathers pollen, it nourishes itself and also countless other bees. This creates a cycle where everyone prospers together. So how can you be more like the bees? Try to think about where you can lift other people up on your path to success. The more you can cultivate a mindset of abundance, the more abundance will flow into your life. And finally, a quick paradox for you, the paradox of acceptance. It's the idea that the less you judge everyone and everything, life suddenly becomes so much easier. Think of it like this. Whenever you judge someone or something, you're creating a slight resistance inside of yourself. And you don't realize until you really think about it. Let's say one of your friends doesn't act the way you expected them to. By judging them internally, you create a resistance inside. This resistance then drags down your peace and causes you to feel negative emotions. It's like you're carrying an additional weight for no reason at all. But when you let go of that judgment, the weight just disappears. Now you're free. You have nothing to hold on to or think about. That's when you start seeing people as individuals on their own journey and not projects that you have to go fix every single day. The paradox is that by letting go of control, we start to have more control over life. You see, acceptance doesn't mean you have to agree with everyone and everything that happens. It just means you have to allow it to exist as is without giving it a label. So how different would your life be if you approached everyone and everything with this acceptance? If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to check out our other ones, and we will see you in the next one. Thanks for listening.